Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. First of all, graduations over the weekend. Congratulations to all. A lot of students were out this weekend. Graduation. Time to spread your wings and fly.
Oh, that was so motivational. Wow, you should give a commencement speech.
I saw a couple of kids over the weekend. I don't know how much they're going to fly.
What? Really wow. That wasn't very nice.
Yeah, you know. What? I mean, it's just walking along with your skateboard, walking out in traffic with headphones on. You know, you gotta drop that stuff, man. The life has changed for you now. You're a graduate. Get out there and tackle the world.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. A lot of graduations over the weekend. We mentioned this earlier in the show. Schmidl, now we think it was court ordered, but he did some charity work over the weekend.
I still don't even know how this came to be.
You know, we left here on Friday.
There wasn't a mention about
that. There wasn't a damn word about this little charity that he's doing.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. He's not very charitable, let me tell you.
It was out of the blue when he told me this morning. I was like, what?
I'm like, who are you?
So, Schmidl, we'll let you explain. You do understand how we question your story.
Totally, yeah.
Okay. Because you never said a word about it. You knew this on Friday.
Well, I wanted to go through doing the whole thing and make sure that it went well and stuff before I brought it up.
You don't think like that.
That was my thought.
If you had this on the agenda, you would have come in here on Friday. I'll stop. I don't want to take away from it.
It was charity work.
All right, go ahead. What did you do this past weekend?
So I was doing stuff with something called Ally Remembered Foundation, which is a foundation that raises awareness for domestic violence, specifically teen dating violence. Ally was the president's daughter, and she lost her life in a domestic violence situation. That's how the foundation got founded. I have known Andy, who is the president, since I was about 12 years old, and our paintball team is associated with them now. We're just trying to like help them out. So they gave me $1,500, and me and my buddy.
That's where it gets suspicious.
Yeah, well, it's $1,500 in cash.
Listen, why would they hand you $1,500?
So that I could go pay for prom dinners.
And they trusted you?
Well, they were like, you better bring back all the receipts.
So they did.
Okay, so they were adamant about that.
But you see what we're saying.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Because you're a little shady.
Yeah.
Well, I can be sometimes. But in this case, I was not because I was doing charity work.
The Lord's work.
So, yeah, I went out and I paid for $1,500 worth of prom dinners. And then I gave them a little speech after I paid for their dinners and stuff.
Okay.
Did they have any idea you were coming in to pay for their dinners?
No. So I would go up to the waiters and I'd be like, hey, that table over there, have they ordered? And they're like, yeah. And I was like, cool, I want to pay for this right now. And I also gave the waiters 25% tips. I'd just waste the money there.
What do you mean? I'd use it on these students, all of it.
Well, they're waiters.
Anyway, I tipped them out.
Let the students tip them.
So then after I would pay for their tables, I'd be like, hey, I'm going to go over and talk to them really quick. And they're like, okay. So I'd walk up and I'd be like, excuse me, like my name's Dylan. I work for the Ally Remembered Foundation. You guys are winners of Operation Prom Prosperity, which is where we're going to pay for your dinner tonight. We just ask that you take this card and you tag us in our social media posts.
Hang on a second. Let me turn this mic off. What do you think those students thought? When this guy walks up to the table on a Saturday night and he claims that he's with some foundation, I'm going to pay all your meals. Do you think they think he's high on something?
Well, can I just tell you one thing? First of all, great work, Spadel.
Yeah, awesome. good work.
And it sounds like it's an amazing
We're just analyzing, definitely.
Yeah, but yeah. I will say this. I walked into the studio a minute ago because I was looking for a pen.
Right.
And I go, dude, you reek of marijuana.
Okay, all right, I'll go back to it. Okay,
I had a vape pen in my pocket this morning and I didn't realize it. And then when I was coming in, my wallet was actually hitting like the on button for it, so it was on for like 5 minutes, just burning weed in my
pocket.
So
you were fuming all morning?
I wasn't smoking, but it was in my pocket. Yeah,
man, I've heard some good excuses before, but that might top them all right there. That was good.
That's what happened, man.
You came up with that on the fly.
You'd be great if the police pull you over because you come up with something so bad. The old vape pen in the pocket, the button was pressed.
Dude, that's what happened.
Because I couldn't even be in there. I go, this is too much. That. And he started saying something, but I just let the door shut. So now I know what happened.
Well, a good deed over the weekend. Here you are out there. Now, why'd you pick that restaurant? Or they picked it?
They had like intel was what they gave me. They were like, target this Maggiano's, and then this, it was called intel. Venice was the other one. Yeah.
A charity with intel.
Well, I'll say Maggiano's is a hot spot when you're in high school.
For prom,
I want to go prom there.
That's true.
All right.
Well, good for you. Good job.
It was fun. I liked it.
Good job.
See, I'm telling you. You know what? That is the true story about like when you donate your time or money or whatever. You get more out of it, you think, than sometimes they do.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't even think that I would really get that much out of it. I was just trying to help Andy in the foundation, and then it ended up being a great time.
Yeah.
See, maybe this is your calling.
Maybe, yeah. I liked it a lot.
Why did you squeak?
I just didn't know where else to say. Yeah.
You did good on Saturday night, but you showed up here with a vape bed.
Right. We are going to do it next fall for homecoming.
You're spraying around this building like a skunk or something,
man. Dude, it was so bad.
Like you got your tail in
the air. It was bad enough that like I'm a little noseblind, and even I was like, whoa, this is bad.
Now, this was prom? People out for their prom?
Yes. We were targeting Cherry Creek High School and Eagle Crest High School students.
Seems a little late for
prom. It does seem late, doesn't it?
Yeah, I thought they were out of school like next week.
I did too.
I did. I mean, it's June.
I think
next
that's
week.
Normally when prom is, though, is right before graduation.
No,
right?
Usually it's about a month before.
I don't know. You guys don't remember.
I don't either.
I think it's about a month. But nevertheless, a great job you did. You went out there to the spaghetti house and made some
Maggiano's.
Some people happy.
Did you, let me guess, did you put some gas in your car?
No. No. They did buy us dinner, though. That was fun.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You didn't keep any of that $1,500?
No.
Not a penny.
Not a penny, dude. I swear. Yeah. Man. I had to bring them receipts for everything.
It was all accounted for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I knew you. I don't know you. I just don't know
I mean, we did. The dinner that they paid for was at Perry Steakhouse. Like, I did get a filet mignon and stuff.
So wait a minute. Yeah. You paid for the kiddos over at the spaghetti house, and you went to a steakhouse for yours?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Now I know you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.